Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Dick Williams. Batting second. The first baseman, Bob Boyd. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gus Triandos. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Al Pilarczyk. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Billy Gardner. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Willie Miranda. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Odell. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Billy Odell. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Martin. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Gale Harris. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting seventh. The catcher, Red Wilson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Coot Beal. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Bunning. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jim Bunning. And now, play ball. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling misplays the ball. That's an error on Bowling. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann strikes out. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Keene moves to second. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a fly ball into right field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Keene moves to third. Two outs. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Odell. Keene scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Niemann. Harris reaches second base with a double. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harris scores. It's 2-0, Tigers. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos hits a fly ball into center field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wilson moves to second. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wilson moves to third. Veal moves to second. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wilson scores. Veal scores. Bunning moves to third. It's 4-0, Tigers. Billy Lowe's now pitching. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a fly ball into right field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Pilarczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bunning tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-0, Tigers. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Harris hits a fly ball into center field. Pilarczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Tigers. Billy Lowe's is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowe's is called out on strikes. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0-for-1 in the game. Boyd hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-1 in the game. Niemann hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boyd moves to second. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-1 in the game. Woodling takes first base on ball 4. Boyd moves to third. Niemann moves to second. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0-for-1 in the game. Triandos hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's Orioles, 5, Tigers, 5. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 0-for-1 in the game. Pilarczyk hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kaline. Pilarczyk reaches second base with a double. Al Sicott now pitching. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sicott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Groth strikes out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-1 in the game. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Coutville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Veal hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lowe's fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Tigers 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Miranda hits a fly ball into left field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Lowe's is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowe's is 0-for-1 in the game. Lowe's hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Sicott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sicott strikes out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Pilarczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Tigers 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boyd hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Niemann hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Groth. Niemann reaches second base with a double. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harris scoops it up and throws to first, with Sicott covering, for the out. Niemann moves to third. Two outs. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got four RBIs. Triandos hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Niemann scores. It's 6-5, Orioles. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Pilarczyk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harris scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pilarczyk for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Harris strikes out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lowe's fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 2 in the game. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda misplays the ball. That's an error on Miranda. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Tigers 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 2 in the game. Gardner takes first base on ball 4. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Miranda hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gardner moves to second. One out. Billy Lowe's is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowe's is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lowe's hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gardner moves to third. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harris scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Boyd for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Veal hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Sicott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sicott is 0 for 1 in the game. Sicott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Keene hits a fly ball into center field. Pilarczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Tigers 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Busby now playing center field. Al Pilarczyk now playing right field. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. he's got one RBI. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Harris is hit by the pitch. Charlie Maxwell pinch hits for Johnny Groth. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell takes first base on ball 4. Harris moves to second. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-3 in the game. Bowling hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-6, Tigers. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Orioles 6. The Orioles will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell now playing left field. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Pilarczyk hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Jack Harshman pinch hits for Billy Gardner. Jack Harshman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harshman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harris fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. 2 outs. Jim Marshall pinch hits for Willie Miranda. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Orioles 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Brooks Robinson now playing second base. Foster Castleman now playing shortstop. George Zivarink now pitching. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Veal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Castleman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Sicott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sicott is 0-for-2 in the game. Sicott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Keene hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sicott moves to second. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Orioles 6. The Orioles will come to bat. Joe Taylor pinch hits for George Zivarink. Joe Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor takes first base on ball 4. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-4 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maxwell. Williams reaches second base with a double. Taylor moves to third. Hank Aguirre now pitching. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Taylor scores. One out. It's 8-7, Tigers. George Siski now pitching. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Niemann hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Ginsburg pinch hits for Jim Busby. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 8, and Baltimore Orioles, 7. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.